Welcome to Salon Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, 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 it's the Salon Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watch the Heat, and I'm here with my boy, Jess. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. This is your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with Jazz. Jazz isn't here. Wait a second. We got no Jazz this week. We got our special guest, Mahin. Mahin, welcome. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's that on your shirt, man? It looks like you got something creative here. Short-tempered, be careful. Whoa. I feel like that's in reference to today's episode.
Very much.
I've definitely seen some people be a little short-tempered in this episode. So we'll see.
Yeah. Today, red flags were kind of shown.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of red flags shown. Uh-huh. I mean, listen, today's episode was wild. I feel like last episode was kind of boring, but today's episode wasn't too bad.
No, today's episode, it was actually like something that can be discussed.
I know. And for those of you that are wondering where Jazz is, I have no idea. I have no idea. He just didn't show up today. Must be nice to not show up.
Doesn't have to do a lot of talking, so that's okay.
I'm going to shame him for not showing up with the one job you have. Just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. Hopefully he's okay. Everything is good. He probably just overslept. He's done that a few times. He's done that three times, which is not bad. We've done like 150 episodes and he's only slept through three of them.
Poor man must be working hard.
He does work hard. He is a hardworking man. He's got his own business. He does a lot of stuff. COVID numbers are going up, so that always gets him busy. So, poor guy.
Apparently, COVID numbers is going up in The Bachelor, too. So.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which, oh, my God. Today would have been a great episode to have him on. Oh, my God. All right. Listen, guys. Where we left off last week is they were going to London Town, England. So that's really, really cool. We really, really liked, England. I love England. I got my peeps there. I got family there. That was really, really fun.
Are you really brown if you don't have family there, though?
I know, right? Exactly. Exactly.
Everyone should have at least one family member there.
I know. Everybody's got that Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham family in the in the UK. Mine's are in Manchester. So I got some in London. I got some in Manchester. But Manchester is a lot of fun. A big
thing. Nice. Yeah, my mom's from Wales. We never went to London. We just always stuck at my nanny's house. So still
very
haven't.
Cool. Very cool. We got some people in the comments. We got some people early. What's up, Ruby? What's up, April? I love that. April, shout out to April, man. She's one of our favorite people. Unfortunately, she had a little bit of an accident. I saw her car. Oof, it looked really, really bad. But thank God you're safe. We're really, really happy you're safe and sound. Ruby doesn't even watch The Bachelor, but she just loves to come on and hear us talk about it, which I love. She's amazing. And if you guys want to know who Ruby is, she will be on our episode next Sunday, maybe. So we'll see. All right, let's talk about it. So they're in London and somebody gets a one-on-one date. Who is it? It is Gabby.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Gabby gets the one-on-one date. And what are your thoughts about that?
So, I mean, she got the classic pretty woman date.
That is my favorite date. I'm not gonna lie.
You can just tell how American we are. Oh my God, when the perfume guy was like making their scents and they were just like, oh, it smells like marijuana or it smells like this. I'm like, this is just so like he's probably looking for like this smells elegant or fresh and clean, and they're like, this smells like marijuana, and it's like, oh my God.
Okay. So that was really funny because she goes, it smells like Christmas and weed. And Zach looks at her and goes, marijuana. Like, so it was, for lack of a better word, it was very white of him to say that. Like, yeah. Marijuana? Like,
and then whatchamacallit, they were talking about the high tea before they went on the date. I think it was with Greer.
Oh, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. All right. Let's so basically before the date even starts, Greer starts freaking out that someone's going to get to go on this date. And because they're in the UK, they're going to have tea. And she's like, tea is my entire personality.
Yeah.
Tea is like, I got a tattoo of tea on there. I love tea. If I told him, that would be my complete date. That would be my favorite date. So obviously they're not going to take her on the tea date. They put that poor girl through psychological warfare. Like, oh my God, it was wild. What were your thoughts about Greer not getting to go on this date?
Poor thing. This is why I feel like they shouldn't really share to the producers, because
when
you overshare, they're going to be like, oh, we're going to mess with her in this way. So she's not going to get anything.
So those of you that don't listen to the show, what they do is they'll have these people and they'll tell you, like, what's your dream date? What would you love to have on a date? And if they like you, they will give you your dream date. If they want to use you, what they'll do is they'll take your dream date and give it to somebody else to drive you insane. And it works. It works so well.
It works these guys. So well. And every time the girls always come home with like their big shopping bags and like the designer things, like the Jimmy Choo shoes or like.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I want to take our time with this episode, because that part, that's so sweet. Oh my God. I am a bad person of how much I enjoyed that part of the show.
Well, that's the best date. Like,
yes.
Every Bachelor. That's the best date.
So on this show, they always have something called a pretty woman date, which you just mentioned a little bit earlier. And what they do is they get to take a girl and they take her onto a shopping spree. They give her the best date ever, make her feel like a princess. And there's always one girl who like wants that date more than anything, right? But everyone really wants that date. But there's one girl who thinks like she's entitled to that date a little more than everybody. So they go to a place where there's perfume and you can make your own perfume, basically. And they're just goofing around and talking about this guy's like his life work is like making perfume, and they're just joking like, this smells like cookie, this smells like weed. And like the guy's just looking at them like, these goddamn Americans.
Literally, he's made fragrances for the royal family, and here these guys are like, it smells like weed. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. And then like they had a butler who actually waited on the royal family too, and they're like, you know, get to feel like royalty, which was kind of cool. It's kind of exciting to do that, so I kind of get that. And then they get to have tea and play with corgis, not just any corgis, royal bloodline corgis. So apparently even the corgis are royal, which is like wild to me. What are your thoughts with that?
I'm not gonna lie. If I had to have tea with a bunch of dogs around me, I would be freaking out.
Yeah.
That would be a horrible date. But I mean, for her, it seemed like she had a great time.
Right? Gabby seemed to have a great time. Gabby was, and then they got to pick outfits, and Gabby got to try on all of these outfits. And you know, Gabby is a looker. She is really, really pretty. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess she's always been pretty, but like, I don't know, I guess just never really stood out.
Yeah, I think before she was always like crying.
Yeah, there is a little bit of crying.
Yeah.
Oh, also one thing that we have to do, Jazz wasn't here to remind me, but a new thing that we do on our show is, because this show makes us dumber and we all agree that the show makes us dumber, I try to help people and show them an SAT word for the day. So you get to use an SAT word, and I have to use this SAT word. We got to figure out a way to use it. The word is obstinate.
Obstinate.
And it means to be stubborn or hard to control. Yes. So here's an example. My car is obstinate. It refused to start. So it means very stubborn or hard to control. All right. So we got to figure out a way to use this word in today's episode. Because you will get smarter and dumber by listening to our show. Oh, man. All right. So they go on these shopping trips. All of this stuff that happens. They are having a great time. Then she goes back to the hotel room where all the girls are. And this is where it gets wild. She has to show them everything she got. And I honestly feel like it's part of the contract. Like, they have to show it because I think, like, the show doesn't pay for these things. I think these things are free, but they get product placement. I feel like it's like, oh, we're going to show them on the show. We're going to display them. So you have to display everything that you bought on the show. Mm-hmm. The girls were freaking, they were going through it, man. They were going through it. They saw all the pretty dresses she got, the Jimmy Choo shoes. Like, that alone started off. And they were like, I've never had a guy buy me a meal, let alone Jimmy Choo's. I was like, girl. I mean,
they are pretty expensive. They're in the $1,000 range. So kind of makes sense why some men aren't buying those shoes, you know?
Okay. I've never bought a girl's shoes. I've never bought a girl's shoes, ever.
Well, there's a saying, if you buy a girl's shoes, she can walk out of your life.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
That's why they say you shouldn't buy a girl's shoes. I don't know how true that is. I would love a pair of shoes, but...
I've never bought a girl's shoes. I've never bought a girl purse. I feel like that's something you do for like a fiance and for a wife. Yeah. Like, I don't think so. Not for me, but you know, yeah, it is what it is.
Like, personally, as a viewer, I want to also see what she got.
Like, I want to see too.
I want to see. It's like Christmas or Eid, you know?
Right, right. So she got diamond earrings, like diamond earrings. Did you see Mercedes' face? She's like, like, she's looking at them like, diamond earrings? That's wild.
Oh my God. And then these poor girls, I feel terrible for them because she's going through everything and you can just see the looks on their faces. They're like, I just don't want to be here.
All of these girls literally had like tears. They were holding back tears. They're like, they're doing that. You know how you don't mess up your mascara, so you touch your nail right here. Like, they were doing those. Oh my God. It was so funny. And this Greer was going through it. She was going through it. And then the place where she lost it was when they talked about the tea, and tea is basically her whole personality. And she's like, that's basically the perfect date for me. That's basically my dream date. Yo, she was going through it. What were your thoughts about that?
I mean, like, I think they need a professional therapist kind of on this show to talk to these girls too, because I want to know what psychological effects are going on in their mind, because they don't have their phones.
No, they don't.
They're stuck in a room. Imagine you being stuck in a room in London.
Yep.
In a whole other country, and you're just like, what do I do? And then you're having another girl show off all the things that her man has bought her, who's also your man.
Your man, yeah.
So she just must be going crazy at this point.
Not only that, but the entire producing team is gaslighting you into falling in love with this guy. So you're already like thinking you're in love with him, because that's all you can do is think about him all the time. So they're definitely going through it. And but not all of them were super sad. I thought Katie was very supportive. She was like, no, show us what you got. This is your moment. She was really, really sweet about it.
Yeah, so, she's being like a nice sister wife, I guess you could say.
Sister wife.
I guess that's what you could call it.
I guess.
She already had her one-on-one. I also feel like the people who did one-on-ones are like itching for it. And like, this is the part of the season where I feel like he really, or like the lead really, like, goes into like a, I don't know what word to use, but a vision of what he wants. Like,
he's like zeroing in on the girls that he wants, right? And the girls that he likes. And if you haven't been, like, you know, gone on a date so far, you're probably not doing so hot, right? And Katie's like, I already got my date. I was one of the first dates. We had a really great moment. She's like, she's still on that high from her date.
Yeah.
And then I think Kat also had a really good date. She's still on her high for that date. So those two girls were not creeping out, but Greer and Charity and Mercedes, they were going through it. They were going through it. And Greer gets too emotional and she leaves. she leaves and she's crying. And then she goes into the hotel room and she starts sitting down in front of a door. This is the best part. This is so funny. Oh. So she sits down in front of a door and Charity is like trying to make her feel better. And here comes Gabby with all her bags and walks over them in order to get to her room. And then she goes to the room and realizes, oh no, they're actually sitting in front of their room. So she makes her get up and move so she can go in with all her bags and all the stuff that she has. That brutal, brutal.
Oh my God. I don't know. It reminds me of this one story where, like, unfortunately, my daughter was in NICU, but I remember I was crying. And then this woman comes up to me. She's like, hey, I'm so sorry that you're crying, but can you tell me how to work the coffee machine? It just reminds me of this story because it's like Gabby's crying or Greer's crying.
Did that to you? No. In a hospital?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was in the lobby area, and then that happened. And when this happened to the lady or to Greer, I was like, I can laugh about that now.
I'm in shock for you. I'm so mad at this lady. What? Did you help her? Did you help her pick out the coffee machine?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it wasn't that hard. She was a really old lady, so I felt bad. So,
okay. I guess if you're old.
Yeah, but kind of reminded me of that. Like, hey, like, can you actually just stop crying for a second? So
that's bananas. That is bananas.
Literally what I felt like when I saw that, I was like, that's what it reminded me of. Like, you're going to turn into that old lady.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Oh, my All God. Right. That was the best scene.
That was the best scene.
That was the best scene.
Look, man, I would say, like, these are one of the parts where I watched this and I'm like, I'm not that good of a person because I'm getting a lot of enjoyment out of this person's pain. But also, like, you know, it makes good TV. That's what drama is. That's why we watch. We watch reality TV shows to watch people's, like, reactions and, like, authentic raw emotions is what we watch, right? We're not watching somebody acting, right? And like, look, girl may not feel about Zach authentically, but they do feel about missing out on Jimmy Choo's shoes, and like that is authentic. That was real sadness.
I mean, because I want to know, like, how long, one, are the dates, and two, so I guess she came back and then went on her night portion. How long is that? And how long are these girls just being stuck in a room together? Like, that's
probably stuck all day, like 8 hours. Yeah. It's definitely torture.
And then the fact, like, I just want to know how the length of that date. Then she comes back. How short is that time frame for her to get ready to go on the night portion? It just seems like
It does seem like a lot. I feel like it'd be really, really tired. So they go on this date. And they go on the night date and she wears her outfit. She's looking beautiful. Zach really likes her. They're vibing. They're having a good time. This is the part where I usually zone out unless somebody has like a really sad sob story.
Her sob story was that she had body image issues.
Yeah.
Well, which I mean, I can understand because I'm also a girl and I think every girl kind of goes through.
I do too.
Body image issues, even men go through it too, just for like sure. You know, not feeling like your best self, and then when you have a person who makes you feel good, that's why they call it happy weight. When you get, you know, engaged or married, you put on a lot of happy weight because you're happy. You don't have to, like,
I've never heard it called that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you put on a lot of weight because you're eating food and you're just like, you know that someone's gonna like love you unconditionally. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's a good idea. That's a very nice way to put it. But I feel like if an auntie said that to you, it would still seem very, very mean.
Yeah, like, oh, you put on some happy weight, didn't you? Like, you're just like,
maybe not talk about people's weight gain. Maybe keep that to yourself. Yeah, I don't think
that was the one thing that stood out to me. I was like, how has a guy never like looked at you and thought you were like drop dead gorgeous? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I got treated like this before. I'm like, how?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the stuff these girls may not be 100% honest, because some of these girls are very hard to believe that they've like not had, you know, like those kind of days to not have these kind of people. Like some of the young ones, I believe it, because they probably only dated college guys, and college guys are idiots, right? But like someone like, I don't know, like Ariel, who's like 28, like she's definitely in New York. She's definitely been on dates with like hedge fund guys who've treated her to special stuff, and she's like a marketing manager. Like she's definitely been on nice dates. So I don't think they're all like that, but they all say that. They all say that story.
Basically. So,
all right, this is where the story gets even interesting. So we have this whole thing with the bags. We have this whole thing with the pretty woman date. And then they go on their night portion date. They have a great time. It's all good. Next day is the group date. So they say all the names, and Greer is like really, really wants to be have her name not be called and not be on the group date, so she gets a one-on-one. And she's like, there's still a chance for me to get some tea, all that stuff. She's
obstinate on that tea.
Oh, she is. She is obstinate on that tea. She is all about that. Solid, solid. But something happens before they have the group date. So this is where they're dirty. They get the women all dressed up, because they could have told them a long time ago what was happening. They get them all dressed up, and they go, unfortunately, Zach is under the weather. He won't be joining you on the group date. So why don't you women just go on and have a date without him? Like, and they're like, they're like all sad, and like they got all dressed up for Zach and got all like looking cute. And they're like, the weather is cold, the weather is gloomy. It was like raining in England, and like they're like,
when is like, it not?
Yeah, when is it not? Right? It's always gloomy in England and raining there. So like the girls are wearing like these like nice like outfits so that like Zach could see them, but they're like just super cold in the freaking rain. I felt so bad for them.
I forgot what it was. Mercedes, I think, and she said this. She's like, I dressed up so cute for Zach, and then on top of that, but he's not even here. It's freezing. We're on this double decker bus, and it's raining. And I was like,
I think it was Kylie, but it was so funny. It was so funny. And then like they were like hoping that he would just pop out of nowhere, but he never did.
I mean, I would kind of find that to be fun. Just like have a little girl's day out.
I wouldn't mind that, right? I feel like girls should have that. I feel like that'd be fun. And then they were like, they were standing in front of the Queen's Guard and twerking in front of them. I thought that was, I don't think that was a real Queen's Guard. I think that was like a fake one. Because I don't think you can twerk in front of a real one. That thing, they're allowed to shoot you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Can they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
Yeah, it's legit. Like, you got to be careful with them.
Oh.
They're no joke.
Did not know that. Well, good thing they hired a fake one.
Yeah. All right. So they go on these, they go do a little fun stuff. They're all like inside of a phone booth and like doing these funny girly stuff. And they're like, okay, cool. We're going to go back and get ready for the cocktail hour, which is when they get really dressed up in the gowns and everything. So they come back. And the producers, they knew this the whole time. They knew he wasn't going to show, but they got these girls dressed up. And then Charity is the one who gets the one-on-one date, because her name was the only name that wasn't called. Mm-hmm. And then they go to the night portion. They're all dressed up. And they say Zach is actually has COVID. This motherfucker has COVID. And, like, I'm over here thinking, like, wait, why doesn't Gabby have COVID? She spent the whole day with him. Gabby's out there hanging out with everybody. Like, what's her deal?
Like, she should get tested right then and there.
Yeah. And they're, like, smelling cologne and stuff. Maybe that's how they got COVID.
Maybe. Who knows? But part of me also thinks, like, I have a conspiracy that something suspicious was going on. And then he like took a break for himself. But then I was like, why would you take that away from like 14, 13 girls, 10 girls?
Yeah. It was really, really interesting. And like, I don't know. I thought it was really funny. What else did they do? They didn't really do anything else, but they were crying. They were crying for a lot of it.
Basically saying, comparing it to being stood up. And wow, that's a really big comparison. Poor guy can't help that he's sick, but apparently he stood you up for it too.
Honestly, I'm going to defend them because honestly, in my opinion, they were stood up, but not by Zach, by the producers, because the producers knew the whole time Zach wasn't going to come. They made them dress up. They made them get ready. They made them wait. And then they dropped this bombshell on them.
And then they were passing out petals because no one could hear.
No one could get the rose, so they took apart the rose and gave each other petals. That was kind of cute. That was kind of cute. It was not his fault, though. There are a lot of things that are his fault, but this was not his fault.
I think that was really mean of them.
Yeah.
It takes a girl a long time to get ready, too.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, getting stood up hurts. I've been stood up. That hurts. I'm not even going to say this because it's so embarrassing, but like I've like driven like straight state lines to meet somebody and got stood up, man. It's not a good feeling. It's not. I swear it's not a good feeling.
I don't know how people could live with themselves when they do that.
Yeah, man.
Like heartless.
I know.
Lady.
Yeah.
Clearly there's heartless people all around.
Now I tell myself, like, if I'm ever going to, like, go over state lines to meet somebody or go to a different state, I have to have a second reason to be there. I can't just go for just the girl. I got to have, like, a friend that I'm going to meet there. I got to have a party that's happening there. It's got to be some event happening. That way, it's not a total loss if I get stood up.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it happens. It was a while ago, but it happens. It happens. Also, she wasn't that pretty, so it's fine. So good.
You know.
All right.
You can't get all 10s like the Bachelor girls.
I know. All right, so he gets COVID, and then Charity is freaking out too because she doesn't know if he's going to be able to get better enough in time for her date. And I'm like, she's holding out, but I'm like, girl, it's COVID. It's a very obstinate disease. It's stubborn. It's going to be around here for a while. You can't control it.
Not only that, this poor girl, she got some nuzzer on her. Nuzzer means like,
I know.
This girl, one, when she got the first rose, like the group date rose, it was bad. It was Christina, I think, who was upset, or people were upset. And then she gets here. One-on-one date, people are upset, and now she doesn't even get it.
Wow, that's so sad. But you know one thing I have to say about her? She is really, this is like a, I don't know if this is a mean thing to say or a compliment, but she is very pretty when she cries. She's a pretty crier. Like I saw, hold on, I got a picture. I'm gonna put it up on the screen. Most people are ugly criers, but
like
her,
an ugly cry. Yeah.
Like, all right, we're gonna share a picture. This is a very pretty cry, right? Beautiful. Like, I'm like, even crying, she looks amazing. Like, that is a pretty crier. Good for her.
Cry, actually,
right? She's so pretty and
very
like,
beautiful, and her skin, everything.
Yeah. Everything, man. She is a very pretty crier, which is like. Yeah. Good for TV, I guess, but like still, and I feel really bad for her. I really, really like her. I like her a lot. So we'll see. Okay. So Zach has COVID. All the girls feel stood up, but one girl was like, oh, one thing that I think is really weird. Jesse goes, Katie, you're a nurse, so you should know how serious this is. Like, first of all, there's like five nurses there.
There's a postpartum nurse there. There's a dermatology nurse there. Like, why are you supposed to go to her?
First of all, we've all been through a pandemic. We don't need a nurse telling us how serious COVID is. Like, half the world like was like experiencing this.
I know. We were all on lockdown. So,
but Jess is over here. Like, we need Katie to back us up here. Like, what? That was funny. Jesse adds nothing to the show. Like, what are you doing, sir?
At all. He's just there.
Oh, man. All right. So one girl, very smart. I don't know if this was her idea. I don't know if it was the producer's idea. But she made Zach a gift basket. And she took it to his hotel room. And she left it outside her door. And they had a conversation outside the door. Very cute. It would have been even cuter if there was a camera inside Zach's thing and they were both laying on the floor next to the door. Oh, that would have been good. That would have been so good.
I think it was Katie who did that.
Yeah, and Katie did that.
Yeah, and I was like, of course they would ask the nurse, like, how serious the situation is and then make her do the care package. So I was like, this was planned.
But they also showed a flashback of their date at the museum. They're putting a lot of effort into Katie. Is it like they're giving her like a special edit? Is she going to win? Is she going to be the bachelorette? Like, they're going out of their way to make her look really good.
I know she's a fan favorite. I like her. I think her personality's really fun and I think she's pretty.
She's very pretty, very pretty. I don't know how much of a personality she has. She had like a very like tame personality, I would say. Like, she's not like overly like anything. She's kind of just there, you know, has a subtle personality. So I don't know. But I like her. I do like her.
So, I like the fact that they like tried to make something cute happen, but it just that plan really just failed.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he was trying to like shake or jiggle the door.
jiggle. That is so funny. To be fair. The only issue I have with Katie is that I can't tell her from Kat. They both look the same to me.
That is true. Yeah.
They look very similar. Yeah. And they're both nurses and they're both blonde and they both got like one-on-ones. So,
And their names are similar too.
I know. It's crazy. All right. So after they do that, they decide to do something they've never done before. They decide to have a virtual rose ceremony.
This was so bad.
It's like this rose ceremony could have been an email. Just send us the list. Oh my God.
So bad. It was cringy to watch. It was cringy. Watching someone through a screen.
It was so cringy. And then he like tried to apologize to Charity for canceling their date. And he got her like a Big Ben, which is like a cheap ass Big Ben you get at a souvenir shop at every corner.
I thought she was going to be expecting a nice Jimmy Choo shoe package.
I know. Yo, she got like thousands and thousands of dollars of clothing and shoes. And he gives her a $10 like souvenir that like she probably doesn't even want.
No, she's probably gonna throw away after this season.
No, it's a glass Big Ben. Like, she probably doesn't even have room in her suitcase for it.
Yeah. And that's, like, wow. Just first of all, the Zoom was so weird because they couldn't see themselves. Like, they could only
So like in FaceTime you see the person but you see yourself in a smaller thing. But they couldn't do that, and that was really weird. I wonder why. Maybe because they had to record it.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like the whole thing, see, I like to look at myself when
I think everybody does. Yeah,
everyone does, right? I just thought that was so weird.
That was weird. Why didn't they let them look at themselves?
I don't know. And it just, and not only that, how could you tell if they were in frame or not? Like, you had to tell, like, I don't know. They set it up where Zach was just like pretending to sit on the couch, but it was just his face.
Just his face. I was like, with the girl holding it at an angle and you can see right up her nose, like, that'd be so weird.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, I just thought that was poorly, and they only got 5 minutes with him.
They only got 5 minutes. Oh my God, that's like speed dating.
Basically.
Yeah. Wow. That's insane. All right. That's all they did. But all right. I don't know. I think the conversation he had with Charity was good. Conversation with a few people were good. But then there was a conversation that was so cringe. And I am pretty sure that's why you're wearing your shirt.
Yeah.
So is so weird. This is so bizarre. So basically, like, you know, Greer is trying to relate to Zach. And she goes, she's like, yeah, you know, like I when I had COVID, it was the year end and I had to make my sales quarterly. And like, I know how it feels to be like, you know, have COVID and have a lot of things going down and be science, like time sensitive. And he goes like, well, no. You know, your sales job is nothing like finding a wife. He said it so meanly. And then he said it a second time and reiterated it. It was bizarre.
He like snapped and just was so rude too. Like, I was like,
it was so rude.
Yeah, it was really rude. I was like, clearly you being alone in a room for however long you were in did not do you any good. Like, I wouldn't want to be in a room, alone in a room with you ever if you're going to snap like this. Like,
yeah,
that's
you're like a
red flag for me.
Yeah, you're a mean sickie, man. You're a mean sick guy.
Yeah. And like, it just, because then you kind of see what his personality is like. Because then eliminating all the drama really quickly.
Yes.
And then he is shutting down things that he disagrees with, but in a really rude way. So then it makes me feel like, is that how your conversation style or your communication style is when you get angry or someone says something to you that you find offensive, that you just snap? Like,
yeah. And like, and she was trying to like like clarify what she meant. She was like, no, I was just trying to relate to you. Like, you know, like, you know when somebody and like, look, when somebody says like, oh my god, I'm in a lot of pain, and you're like, oh yes, I'm in pain too. And like, sometimes it could be taken as like, oh, you're making it about you. But sometimes it could be just like, you're just trying to relate to them. You're like trying to go where they are right now. Right.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, it happens. That was a weird take. That was a weird take.
Oh, and then she was like, I don't want to pull the gaslighter term because I think that's a very, 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 very like harsh accusation. But
yeah.
Like, she was trying to empathize with you.
Yeah.
And you just flipped it. And you were like, why are you ruining my journey by talking about yourself? It's about me. And it's like, dude, calm down. First of all, her job versus your bachelor journey.
I was going to say that. I was just about to say that. I was like, listen, first of all, her career is more important than your little stint on TV that you're going to get with somebody for 2 years and then sell your diamond ring and break up afterwards. Like, bro, be for real. Be fucking for real. All right. You're only on this show for like, to be on TV. Like only like, not like one bachelor out of like the 27 seasons have actually been with the girl he picked. Be fucking for real about this journey, right? You finding your wife and all that shit, right? Her job, she's going to be at her job longer than you're going to be in your relationship. Get the fuck out of here.
And she put this job on hold for you.
Yeah.
Like, you should be, like, ashamed, basically.
Yeah. Listen, man, I was like, and like, listen, like, work is stressful when you're going through it, like quarterly meeting. I don't know what she does. Maybe she does like TPS reports. Who knows what the hell it is? Like, whatever it is, it can be stressful. Like,
yeah, because I used to do that job too, and you have a tight deadline. And when I remember COVID, everyone was sending everything late, like in 2 to 3 days, and you had a deadline, and that's really stressful when you have a job. Sitting in a room alone, not talking to a bunch of girls to find your wife doesn't seem that stressful to me.
Honestly, I feel like he owes Greer an apology. Like, very he better much. Apologize to her. That's like it, the women tell all or someplace. He needs to apologize because that was uncalled for. Not feeling that.
So I went on YouTube to see the fantasy suite between Zach and Rachel because I remember Rachel said that Zach flipped a switch on.
You're right.
Yeah. So it made me think like, this is how he always is, maybe behind
someone
else.
You just blew my mind. You're right.
And like she said, in that it was like political, it was, what, like defensive. It was other things.
Yeah. I have a video of him that I put on my TikTok where they're literally just drinking coffee. And she goes like, oh, I like the bitterness of coffee. And he just looks at her like this weird look that he gives her. And I'm just like, something's wrong with Zach. I'm not a Zach fan.
No, I wasn't either. Because I think Rachel is kind of a good sense of character. I mean, she picked a guy who cheated on her. So I can't really, it's not her fault. But again, can't gauge that.
My only problem with Rachel is she was a boring bachelorette. Like, I don't have anything else outside of that against her.
Yeah. And so, but like that, it just brought me back to that date. And then I was trying to figure out what his deal is with this, his communication style. I'm like, maybe that's him. Like, maybe he just doesn't like when people disagree with him or people have no value, like, what he's saying or gives him that importance, like puts him on a pedestal, and that he's just like, nope, you can't have it. Sorry, it's all about me.
But here's the thing, right? Outside of this show, most of these girls are too good for him. Like, I feel like on this show, I get how they're like brainwashed into thinking that he's amazing and he's the bachelor and they should all try to like fight for his love. Mm-hmm. But like outside of the show, Katie wouldn't look twice at him. Like, let's be freaking real. Let's be real for real. She's way too hot for him.
No, same with Kat. Same with actually every girl. Like,
yeah.
You know,
Charity.
Zach, yeah, like Zach to me wasn't really a looker.
He's tall and he's basic. That's it. Yeah. That's all it takes to be tall, white, and basic. That's all it takes for the bachelor show.
He wasn't, again, just like a looker. So I was like,
Like, look at Clayton. Look at Colton. Look at Jesse. They're all the same. They're all built the same.
All the same. Basically, and like, I felt so bad for her. And then she started crying to the other girl saying like, it's my fault. I was like, no, this isn't your fault. This is his fault.
I know, it really was. That was bizarre. That was bizarre.
Yeah. Poor thing. And she must have been hyperventilating the whole entire time.
And then not only that, but she also was the main victim of like that whole shopping thing, right? So they put this girl through it, man. They put her through the ringer. Poor girl, bitchati.
I know. She was a bitchati.
She was a bitchari, man. Yeah. how do you say bitchari in English? What does that mean? Like, I don't know. Like a poor girl. Poor thing, yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Even though I laughed my ass off at her in the beginning, this part I actually felt really bad for her.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. And it made people forget about her scandal, too, which someone else reminded me on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Why do we feel bad for this girl who had a scandal? And I'm like, yeah. But then I'm like, Look, man, was also wrong, too.
Yeah, he was wrong, too. All right, so let's move on to the next part. So this part is kind of funny, too. They decided to have a virtual rose ceremony and they brought out a TV monitor, kind of like you have in school, like when you're about to watch a movie in class. They just rolled out this motherfucking monitor for him to be on the screen.
Oh my god,
it was so funny. And they turn it on, you can see like the HDMI signal and them looking for the input. Like, it was so fun. Like, be for real, man.
So first, Jesse Palmer was gonna like stand next to the TV and hand out the roses for him.
That would have been funny,
right? I was like, that's kind of your job,
Jesse. Yo, most useless person. The only thing he did was ask Katie as a nurse, was like, right, COVID is bad.
Yeah. Like, usually the host is supposed to give, like, advice or, like, get something out. He's done nothing.
Yeah. Ruby's in the comments. She goes, thank you guys for your service. I would never be able to watch this show. Listen, we watch this show so you don't have to. We provide a service. We are the real heroes here. It's not the people on the front lines. It's us. We're the real heroes. It's not the people who fight COVID.
Yeah.
By the way, that is a joke. I would never say that. My brother is a doctor. He's an ER doctor.
Same for my husband.
Yeah. No, we love them. We love them. But okay, all right. So they have the rose ceremony, and Kylie and Mercedes ends up going home. And Greer really thought it was her because she pissed him off. And this makes me think that maybe he pissed off Greer on purpose so she would think that, like, it was going to be her the whole time, just to make it good TV, because she went through that whole thing with the clothes and the tea. Then she went through the whole thing with the computer, and they still ended up picking her. So if he really liked her, he would not have picked her. I think the producers made us keep her on to put her through the ringer. They're going to abuse her more, and that's why they kept her. That's my theory.
I feel like she's a Paradise girl, so that might kind of make sense.
I can see her on Paradise for sure.
Yeah, a lot of these girls I can see on Paradise.
I do feel bad for Kylie and Mercedes, who got rejected by a TV monitor.
And poor things, they were like, they couldn't get that
closure.
So they were just kind of like, oh, okay, well, I guess we just go back into the limo.
They couldn't get a goodbye hug or anything. Even the girls who got the rose, they had to do like an ear hug. Like, it was so cringe.
And they had to pick up their own roses too.
First of all, Jesse should have handed in the roses. Yeah.
Right? That's what I thought. That would have been cheaper.
Jesse, you're getting paid to do nothing. Do some work.
I mean, imagine having that job. That's not
fun. I know.
I mean, he's probably stuck in a hotel room as well.
But he's getting paid. No one else is getting paid. I think the Bachelor gets like maybe what, like 50K or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but nobody else, just the lead.
Do the people on Bachelor in Paradise get paid?
Yeah, but it's like very little. It's like I think it's like $400 a day. So it depends on how long you're there. $400 or $500 a day.
Wow.
It's like a stipend. It's more like a stipend than an actual pay.
Man, you guys go through all this mental hardship.
Yeah.
Like basically nothing too.
At the end of it. I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Also, the pay isn't that much when you think they got to put a 1099 and have to pay taxes for it too. Don't forget that. Speaking of which, don't forget you pay your taxes, guys. Tax season is almost here.
Yeah.
Brought to you by TurboTax. TurboTax, please sponsor us. We would love to do some sponsorship for you. All right. And that was really the end of the episode. No one got hugs. Two girls got eliminated. They were sad. They didn't get closure. I thought it was really sad. I hope, like, on the Women Tell All, Zach gets up and gives them a closure hug because they didn't get it. That was really sad.
Yeah. And then I also feel like he should apologize for to Greer. And then two, I hope Charity gets a do-over date.
Yeah. Ruby's like, here's your therapy bill subsidy. that's pretty much what it is. Exactly. But it's only Bachelor in Paradise, and it's only the lead. So all the other girls, all the 25 girls that are contestants, they get zero. Nothing. Half of them have to quit their jobs just to come on the show. Imagine quitting your job to come on a show just to get like emotionally abused. Like, it's crazy.
That's why I think a lot of them, they're hoping to get big on Instagram and get those sponsorships, even though they're like, they don't say it. We all know they
No, but it's not worth it anymore, because is it worth it? Let me work it. Put the thing down, flip it in reverse. No, but what happened is like the Instagram account, Bastard Data, had been doing it. And every year, the people who are on it have been getting less and less and less followers. Like Greer doesn't even have like 17,000 followers.
Really?
Yeah. And like, I remember the last girl who got eliminated, she was bragging about how they should have about 50K by now. Like half of them don't even have more than 17K. I have 17.2 and I wasn't even on the show.
I mean, you basically just like quit your job to go through all this mental stress.
Yes.
To nothing. I just can't imagine these girls' family.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you went to, because a lot of these girls, they seem fresh out of college too.
Yeah, they're like like 23, 24. It's like a majority of them. But that's because Zach is also young. Zach is like a 26-year-old bachelor. So a majority of the girls he has, I know. He looks 40. Trust me. He is a hard 26. Like, it's hard to look at him and be like, oh, 26, really? But he is.
Dang, I didn't know that. I mean, I hope this season stays like, or it's kind of like this episode where it's a little bit more entertaining, because so far it's kind of blah. This episode was the nice one. And I know. So I hope it just goes up from here.
I know.
Like it.
Yeah. What did you think about the previews? Because it looks like he sleeps with somebody. That looks wild. I don't know if it's true. I feel like they're messing with us.
Oh.
Because he said it was a moment of lust, not love. And then you see two people making out on a bed. That's all you see. And I feel like they might be tricking us, but that's what they're trying to imply.
Oh, I didn't catch that bit. I was trying to figure out who the next villain is going to be, because I was like, we have a lot more episodes left. This there has to be someone.
Ruby says white people age like milk. Ruby, you're white. Why would you say this?
Like, people, we age like milk. We go sour really quick, guys.
Listen, not Ruby. Ruby is beautiful. I love her. She's my homie. She's my bestie. But no, that poor Zach is kind of aging like milk, unfortunately. But yes, I think he has a little bit of a lust affair with somebody, or at least that's what they're implying.
I didn't catch that. I caught the I was trying to see who the villain was, so I thought it was either going to be Kat or the rodeo girl.
They made it look like it's the rodeo girl, but I feel like they might be tricking us and it might actually be Kat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because I from the way that it was portrayed on that teaser was that Kat walked away and like a really like, I'm done with this conversation. So
yeah.
That means that girl is the villain.
Yeah. Also, Jesse looks like she is going to break down too, because she hasn't gotten a one-on-one yet. And she brings that up and she's like, I haven't gotten a one-on-one. And she starts crying. And I think she might leave.
Oh, yeah. And then he snaps at her too. He's like, this isn't about a one-on-one. Why is this about a one?
Yo, he is kind of a mean bachelor.
Yeah. Again, he's short-tempered. Be careful.
Yeah. Zach attack.
Yeah, that's what he should be named. But I really think that these girls, they're blinded and they just don't see the red flags. Like, that's a huge, like, if someone snaps like that, like really angry, you need to run fast.
Yes.
That's a healthy person to be around.
You know what it is? They say when you're wearing rose-covered glasses, red flags just look like flags. And what this whole show is, them in red-colored glasses.
I've never heard of that, but that's basically what this episode was.
All right. I'm going to read some tweets before we end this show, but let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. We got any good tweets out here. Someone wrote, props to this guy for keeping it together while Gabby and Zach describe his whole life work as Sour Patch Kids, body odor, and Christmas mixed with weed. referring to the guy who was making perfumes for them.
Oh, so American. So cringe.
Oh, man. Let's see. Producers making the girls get all glammed up and waste a good outfit knowing Zach has COVID and isn't coming, and they show a bunch of guys laughing in the background. That was pretty messed up.
Very.
Oh, man. All right. Yep. Those were some of the tweets that we saw. But all right. Overall, what were your thoughts of this episode, and what are your thoughts about what's happening next?
This episode was great. I actually was entertained by this episode.
Me too.
I was like into it from beginning to end. Thoughts about what's going on the rest of the season. I still can't tell who's a front lead. Because right now it's between Katie and Gabby, but then in the teaser, it was showing a lot of Ariel. It was showing a lot of Charity. So now I just can't tell who the winner is.
I'm going to say something that might not be correct, but Thulia, who was on our show, said that she doesn't think that Charity is going to go all the way. She thinks she might be tokenized. She says, as a Black woman, she's like, I can tell, I can see it. I can look at Zach and know that he's not going to pick her. So I'm kind of going with Thulia with that. The other thing is, I don't think it's going to be Ariel. Ariel's 28. I don't think Zach is... I think Zach's too shallow to date a woman 2 years older than him, in my opinion. So I don't think Ariel's going to be the one. Also, I think Ariel would eat him alive. Like, she's too much of a baddie for him. He does not want bad bitch energy. That whole part was a lie. So I'm thinking it's going to be Katie, Kat, and Gabby are my three top picks.
The three kind of boring girls. So my thing that I said a couple episodes ago where he wants a girl with no personality was true.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% believe it. I believe it. He wants a boring white woman. For sure. Yeah. For sure. For him, diversity is a brunette and a blonde. That's what diversity is for him.
Oh my God. That's true. No. I hope the season stays up. If not, I always say once the season's going to be my last season, but it never happens like that.
I am going to go down with this ship. Like, if this, I would be so happy to not do this show anymore and only do like my nerd stuff, which I do, like The Last of Us and Marvel and all that stuff, and not do a Bachelor episode at all. But until then, I will watch this show so other people don't have to. So I am here fighting the good fight. We have a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah, some episodes are great, like today's. Some episodes, I'm so happy that I have a daughter who's running around, or well, not running, yeah, crawling around, so I can just watch her and have that in the background.
Have that in the background.
I actually have to pay attention, though.
Exactly. Half the time, I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention to the dinner dates. I'm just like zone out. They're so boring. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And like, you know, Jazz did not show up the whole episode, so hopefully he's okay. So everybody send good thoughts and vibes to Jazz, because I have no idea where he is. He could be in a ditch somewhere. So hopefully he isn't. So I am going to go and find out where Jazz is. Hopefully he's okay. But until next time, guys, salam nerds.